This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So let me get this straight. New York Governor Hochul is now saying that the border is too open right now. It's she wants to limit who's crossing the border. It's way too open. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone. I thought the border was closed every time. Isn't that what Mayorkas keeps saying? It's closed. But evidently, for Governor Hochul, she seems to now perceive that it is actually pretty open. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we move through the overnight hours across America. And we have so much to talk about, of course, as we enter hour number two here of the broadcast. Wherever you're listening from, we want to say good morning to you. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, of course, this morning. And we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the satellite with the good folks over at GCN Network. A shout-out to GCN this morning. And if you're streaming the show from many of the different sources where you can pick this up on a stream, we welcome you as well. Now, to everybody working across America in the overnight hours, thanks for spending time with us. We want to give you a special hello and welcome as we start up again hour number two here of the program. Our toll-free line this morning is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600, if you'd like to call in and opine about these different stories. Not the least of which, of course, is that we've got a brand new senator that's being appointed here for my state of California. And how's that going to work out? And by the way, this person's going to be able to run again. Now, this goes in controversy of what Gavin Newsom, the governor here, had said, that he wanted to appoint somebody who was not going to run. But, of course, I guess in all things politics, things change, I suppose. All right. Well, once again, welcome, everybody. And by the way, as we head through the hour, as we get to the tail end of the hour, we're going to be joined by Denise Simon, our good friend from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'm excited to talk with Denise this morning because I want to ask her about Chinese diplomacy. And I'm also want to ask her about these pandas, because we're going to have a lot to say. The panda thing is very strange. But I think it's actually pretty illustrative of what's going on. So we're going to talk to her about that. Then we're also going, but of course, on an even more serious note, we'll talk about what's happening in terms of China's recovery that seems to be slower than it was supposed to be. Evidently, in September, all the stuff goes into the hopper. And then later on in the program, we'll be talking with our good friend Frank Salvato from Underground USA. So it's chock full this morning. This is what I'm getting at. All right. So once again, Governor Hochul, this is from Fox News, Governor Hochul wants to limit who crosses the border. She says it's too open right now. And I guess that's maybe I think in the biblical vernacular, that would be an epiphany, maybe. maybe that's an epiphany or something. It's like, oh, it's just finally, it's like the light comes up, oh, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, I think too many people are streaming across the border. But why is that happening? Well, because they're inundating New York. And just last week, we let you know that, they're going down to the border from New York City. People are going to the border from New York City and handing out flyers to people saying, don't come to New York City. And Yeah, it reminds me, I don't know why I'm just thinking of this right now, but it reminds me of Jack Nicholson. Remember in Batman, the original Batman from 1989, which they call it that now, Batman 89, pretty much. I mean, it's as a reference. But Nicholson is the, I think it's before he transformed into the Joker. He goes, decent people wouldn't like it here. They'd be happier somewhere else. Well, that's kind of the general thrust, I think, from New York right now, to anybody who's coming across the border. You won't like it here. We don't have a lot of money. We don't have the stuff that you want. And there's no place to live and so forth. And there's even this big thing brewing right now in New York about sheltering laws and so forth. Well, that and the reason I mentioned this is Bill Clinton chimed in about this as well. The sheltering laws, they need to be changed. And I think the governor had something similar to say. But the idea is that these sheltering laws were in place for people who were homeless. And they might take up shelter in different public places and so forth. But it was never designed for an influx of people coming from other countries, basically, and just sort of streaming into the country. So it's starting to become so practically demonstrable now that this kind of stuff doesn't help. But again, it's almost as if you got the Democrat Party elite, and they think, well, it's all fine. It's all fine. There's nothing big. There's not a big problem with all of this because it serves us eventually politically. It serves us to have this happening because, number one, it's destabilizing, and number two, we feel that this is going to help keep us elected in perpetuity. That's sort of their thing, right? That's what they're aiming for. But it's all on display, and quite frankly, I don't know how they're going to be able to continue to sell this to the American people, because even the people in New York City in particular, they understand. Well, they bust all these, they bust them all up there, right? Well, yeah, that's right, and as I've said, this is what I've said before about it, right? It's a stunt, it's a political stunt, but it's a highly effective political stunt. It's a highly effective one because it brings it all out to the fore. You can't deny it at that point, right? All right, and when we come back from the program, from the break, I should say, folks, we're going to have a lot more to talk about. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we race through the overnight hours. Please don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, bringing us back, and that actually brings back a lot of memories. That was actually a pretty great album that he did as well, that had that on it, had Keeping the Faith and stuff like that. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. The telephone line, of course, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600, if you'd like to call in and be part of the broadcast this morning. We would love to hear from you. And by the way, people that you'd love to hear from are the great people at MyPillow, because MyPillow is sponsoring this portion of the program. And, of course, from the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets to the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few, MyPillow has so much to offer. And by the way, everyone in my family, as I've said, we all sleep on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor gave me a pair of the MyPillow slippers last Christmas, and she enjoys hers as well. You know, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and we absolutely love them. No doubt about that. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And there you're going to find a great host of deals and additional great products from MyPillow. And when you've made all your choices and you're ready to check out, just be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need to know. Promo code CAPTAIN, and you're all set. Now, if you'd rather talk to somebody over the telephone, they have somebody over on the telephone. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure, once again, to let them know that the promo code is CAPTAIN, and they're going to take care of you. They're going to get you all set. So head on over to MyPillow.com today. You won't be sorry. Because the products are really, really that good. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. And as we were talking right before the break about what was happening in New York City, I do think that that is going to be pretty front and center as we head through the presidential election, because it's gotten to the point. It's not just the immigration issue, right? It's not just the immigration issue. It's everything. It's inflation. It's the price of gas, which is obviously tied to that. It's going to the grocery store. It's wanting to buy a house. And to some degree, it's not just wanting to buy a house, it's almost wanting to buy anything. You know, I think that there's a story out there here over the weekend that basically it's not looking good, you know, for the holiday season in so many ways, right? And it looks like, you know, people are just going to pull back on their spending. I don't blame them. I think people I talk to, everybody's kind of doing this because they realize that something's going on and things aren't getting better. No matter what Joe Biden wants to come out and tell you about Bidenomics, and to some degree he's not owning the phrase, I think, really by any stretch of the imagination, but he is mentioning it. He is talking about Bidenomics. And if I recall correctly, he's saying things like, well, that's kind of, I guess, what they're calling it. But guess what, folks? It's working. It's working. I mean, he does that thing where he whispers into the microphone. And it's not working. It's only working if you are trying to really undermine the U.S. economy and the consumer's confidence. And it's working if you really want to make sure that people feel like that, you know, there's just no light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's almost like the economy is like COVIDized, and I don't mean because of the pandemic, but it's like when we were in the middle of that whole thing and it looked like there's just no light at the end of the tunnel and we just don't see it ever showing up for a long, long, long time. I think that's kind of how people feel with the economy right now. They feel like it's just another day. It's just another thing. And here we are. It's October the 2nd. And we're going to move into the holiday times because you're going to blink your eyes and it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then you're going to blink your eyes. And, oh, by the way, right after Thanksgiving, what's that right after Thanksgiving? It's Black Friday, right? And Black Friday is going to be here. And to some degree, you're going to see, I think, a lot of people go out and buy stuff. But overall, if you just that's going to be a sort of a national thing, right? People are out and it's Black Friday and we're out here today. But if you talk to your neighbors and your friends and your family and all that, a lot of people, I think, are going to be telling you the same thing. Well, we're not going to do a whole bunch of stuff this year. We're just not doing a whole bunch of stuff. Because why? Because the grocery bill is high. Because the gas bill is high. Because everything is high. And, you know, and that's, and by the way, just parenthetical, you know, a lot of people, they don't really want like stuff, like something that you have to have, like it's a tangible object that, okay, here, you know, because a lot of people are like, they're feeling like they're trying to de-stuffify themselves with this stuff, right? And, but I had a friend of mine tell me that, 1 year, he and his family, they did something called, it can only be consumable. You can buy, we're all playing, we'll do Christmas presents, but they all have to be consumable, like a bottle of wine or something else that, you know, that you have to use up somehow, as opposed to in another thing that's sitting in your house. But at any rate, I digress. But the point is that as you look at all this stuff, it doesn't add up that Bidenomics is working. But yet they will try to make you think that everything is going well. By the way, Richard the Marine chimed in from his vantage point there on the central coast of Oregon. Hope that everything's going well this morning. Richard the Marine, Semper Fi to you. And he says the Democrats do good because they lie and get away with it. Well, and again, that's the messaging, right? That's all the messaging that's being done. And the Democrats have an advantage to a great degree because their message, the water is carried by the mainstream media. But to some degree, that is changing a little bit. It's kind of like in the earlier days, we were talking about RFK Jr. earlier. Well, if you go back to JFK, when there was the advent of television and sort of directly speaking to the American people via what was in its, you know, nascent stage, right, the mass media then, well, what that did is that bypassed what they called opinion leaders. And I had this great professor in college and he was an expert on the American presidential system, and I learned a lot, and it was really quite eye-opening. And I remember one day he's up there at the board, and he goes, you know, it used to be that you'd have to have politicians, and they would have to go to opinion leaders, and then those opinion leaders would eventually go down and talk to everybody else, you know, to the voters. And what all this did, right, was being able to laser beam through media, so you just go from politicians to voters. And so it had a much bigger effect, right? And I think we're seeing a very similar kind of thing today, because you go all through social media, or you go through just the ability to really just go directly to people. And to Richard's point, right, to Richard's point, if they're able to simply go directly and they're able to say something, even if it's not true, it takes hold. It just takes hold, right? And it's so difficult to undo that later on. You know, because you can come out with the numbers and say, well, you know, the GDP is this and the CPI is this and all that. And people go, no, I've already sort of made up my mind. Why? Because I heard this already and I've already formed an opinion. And it's very difficult to change that, right? But some of these things with the busing immigrants to New York City, stuff like that, all that is so tangible that it's so difficult for people to say, yeah, but I just don't believe it. I don't believe that this is really happening, because it is happening right in front of their faces, right? And the same thing, I think, right now with the economy. So the Democrats could try to laser beam to voters and try to do that, but they're not going to be able to break through in so many ways the fact that people look at their bank accounts and say, I'm paying my bills and I'm trying to go out to eat. I mean, if you want to go out to eat these days, it's going to be and go to a casual restaurant. And my vantage point here, my reference point is Southern California. But I'm telling you, if you want to go out to lunch with two people and it starts approaching $45, right? That's a big game changer. And it's a game changer because as I, from time to time, have to go out to lunch and have a meeting or whatever, these places aren't as busy, right, as they used to be. Whereas a year ago, a lot more, and certainly a couple of years ago, outside, notwithstanding the pandemic, without that thrown in the mix, and typically they'd be very busy, lunchtime, this kind of thing. So I know what I'm seeing on the ground for me, and I can only imagine what you're seeing on the ground. And by the way, we'd love to hear from you this morning, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, we'll continue. And I saw an interesting quote here in the last break that I was going to bring to you as well. So I'm going to tell you about that. And again, it goes back to this Democrat Party thing as to what are they going to be doing in terms of are they going to be able to expand? Are they going to fracture a little bit more? So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The U.S. USA News Update. A senator whose name is mentioned as a potential third-party candidate in the 2024 presidential election says he'll make a decision by the end of the year.
I'm more concerned about the country right now. What you've seen, the theatrics that played out, is ridiculous.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says his history of bipartisan would help bring both sides of the aisle together. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill on Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he vetoed this bill because the fund the state uses will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Temperature records that stood for more than a century in the middle part of the country could fall this week as temperatures could raise 10 to 20 degrees higher. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday morning edition of the program. And we have so much more to tell you about as we're going through. Don't forget, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone line to call in on. And we hope to hear from you. Tell you what, we're going to continue talking here a little bit about some of this government shutdown. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a little bit. I've got some great questions for her this morning about Chinese relations, Chinese diplomacy, because of this panda issue, but other issues as well. So we want you to stay tuned for that. That's going to be in the tail end of segment number 4, which is just before the top of the hour. So you definitely want to hold on for that. But in the meantime, of course, I want to let you know that this portion of our program, of course, is being brought to you by the good folks over at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. Now, at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. Now, their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric medical and surgical podiatry. And their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns. and discussing the best treatment options for you. So therefore, their patients are their first and highest priority. And in advanced podiatry and wound care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. Their wound care, by the way, my friends, is world class. It's world class. So if you're in need of something like this, you want to check out advanced podiatry and wound care in St. Petersburg. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. Once again, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com, and find out more about them today. Just before we get back to the news stuff, the weather, we were talking about, of course, last hour of the Trucker Highway and Byway report. There's not a whole lot going on right now in Southern California. It was a cloudy day Saturday and Sunday. We got a little bit of rain on Saturday, a little bit of rain again this Sunday morning. It finally kind of cleared up, and it's all good. But this, I saw somebody earlier today, a friend of ours. And they said, you know what? I hear El Nino's coming back this year. I just kind of, my heart sank. I said, no, I said, don't tell me that. Just don't tell me that. I don't want to do another El Nino. But that's because it rained for the first 3 months of the year, basically. Then we had the hurricane, right? Which, at least in my area, was not quite as impactful as it was, say, east of Los Angeles, out in the deserts, Palm Desert and so forth, where it was very impactful. But we've had enough rain, and to some degree, if they keep telling us the drought is going on, you know, and I understand the various reasons for that, but generally speaking, everybody here thinks in Southern California we've had plenty of rain and we should not have to have as much as we've had. But that's just like it is, isn't it? You want more rain, and you then get it, and then you go, well, this is way too much rain. Well, that's, I guess, just how the cookie crumbles on that. All right. So once again, we are seeing this. The government shutdown was suddenly averted. And isn't that something, right? I almost feel like Dana Carvey. Isn't that special, right? Because we figured they would anyway, right? And it's always this big dramatic buildup, and then suddenly they fix it, or they extend it. That's the better term to use. And it hasn't always worked, because we've had government shutdowns. But I had a feeling that it would probably do that. So this from the AP: the threat of federal government shutdown suddenly lifted late Saturday as President Joe Biden signed a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open with little time to spare after Congress rushed to approve the bipartisan deal. But here's the reason I'm mentioning this. The package drops aid to Ukraine. So here comes Joe Biden. Joe Biden comes out and says on Sunday that the American aid to Ukraine will keep flowing for now. Again from the AP, as he sought to reassure allies of continued U.S. financial support for the war effort. But time is running out, the president said in a warning to Congress. And he says, we cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. And of course, you know, I think most people across the country, they support the idea of helping the Ukraine people, Ukraine Defense Forces, fight against Vladimir Putin. And you'll hear the stuff like this too. You'll hear, well, if you can deplete the Russian army and you can do this without direct American intervention, well, then that's a good thing, right? And I've heard several people sort of say that very thing. And to some degree, yes, but also, though, the American people are probably beginning to wonder, if they haven't so done so already, which I think they have, actually, and that is, why is it that this seemingly doesn't seem to have an end game, doesn't have an off ramp, and we keep waiting around for Vladimir Putin to do something, you know, and is there going to be a negotiated settlement, and can we live with that? Is Zelensky going to live with that? I just don't think so. I just don't see him saying, okay, well, you can have this, you can have Eastern Ukraine, you can have all this stuff, and just, okay, we just sort of stop. I don't see Zelensky doing that. But at the same time, Vladimir Putin can't simply turn around and say, well, I made a big mistake and I promised to leave. And the other day we had this thing that was floated by Russian official, basically. Well, if Ukraine says that they're not going to align with anybody, they're not going to actually, you know, take up sides, then, well, you know, that might end the war. Really? I don't think it can't just be that simple, because obviously, even before the invasion, Ukraine had as part of their original charter, their newest charter to become independent, that they would not align with some other faction, basically. And of course that means NATO. But I just don't think it's that simple, at least at this point. So I guess the money was not part of this extension deal, but the American people have a very, very good question to ask, and that is, where is this money going? What does it do when it gets there? And is it really doing what we think it's going to do when it gets there? And I think that that's a fair question. And it doesn't mean that you don't support democracy in Ukraine or you don't support getting rid of Vladimir Putin out of Ukraine. That's not true at all. But it is a legitimate question. And I have to mention this as a result of that, and that is, if you can send billions of dollars on the fly to Zelensky, then what the heck happened in Hawaii? What the heck happened in other places, but specifically now Hawaii, because it's so prominent? People just scratch their heads and they say, well, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't feel right. And I think that's really, really important. So the Biden administration continues to make these kinds of missteps. They continue to make these kinds of things that just, again, don't make sense to the American people, because they think that something else is going on with all this. All right, in other news, an Iranian official has now admitted its country's role in a terror bombing that killed 241 U.S. military members, Marines, of course, back in the early 1980s in Beirut. And I remember when that happened. I remember watching that on the news, and I remember how just absolutely devastating it was. Well, now, this, according to Fox News, the Islamic Republic of Iran's representative in Lebanon issued the first public announcement of the Iranian regime's role in the mass murder of American military and diplomatic personnel in the early 1980s in Beirut. The Middle East Research Institute first located and translated the bombshell interview with Saeed Issa Tabatabi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who serves as the representative of Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei in Lebanon. The state-controlled Islamic news agency quickly scrubbed the damning disclosure that Tabatabi made about Iran's role in the suicide bombing of Americans. But Middle East Media Research Institute kept a copy. Okay, well, we're not surprised, obviously, but it goes to show again, if we're dealing with this regime, and we somehow the Biden administration wants to help them with the nuclear deal, and John Kerry wants that, and all this stuff, think again, folks. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you. We will see you on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Little Bob Seger bringing us back here for segment number four of hour number two here on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Call in line, of course, is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. And here we are, folks. It's time for the second edition of the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And once again, it's our honor. It's our solemn duty. It is our privilege to wake up our truckers, our drivers, our travelers out there right now. If you're traveling across the highways, byways, and interstates, we're going to get your blood going. We're going to get you pumped up. We're going to give you some great music, as is our tradition right here in this part of the program. And this morning, earlier we heard Martin Briley. Again, that's kind of an off-the-beaten-track, as it were. But here's, and last week we had great success playing some Phil Collins. We got another great Phil Collins tune called I Cannot Believe It's True, live in concert. Here's Phil Collins, everybody. Horn section and everything.
I cannot believe my eyes.
right. Phil Collins, everybody. That's live at Perkins Palace back in 1982. And Phil Collins said just that almost at the peak of his success there, and he would go on even further into the stratosphere from that. But that album, that was really defining for him. That was the Hello, I Must Be Going album. And that had a lot of that had I Don't Care Anymore on it, as I think as we mentioned last week. But just a lot of all those songs on that album just could do no wrong. And then it all hit right with No Jacket Required. Sussudio. We'll do that one maybe sometime this week as well. So stay tuned for that. Sussudio, which he said is a word, by the way, that just sort of fell out of his mouth one day when he was writing. So just, you know, what is that? What does that mean? You know, or what is it? Is it a name? What is it? It's Sussudio. Yeah, it's fine. All right, folks, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can earn up to 5 points per gallon this October when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app and unlock the biggest rewards after only 8 fills. Can't beat that. And by the way, after 8 fills, well, we just heard Phil Collins. All right. Okay, folks, we're continuing. We've got the dense fog advisory up in North Dakota for our drivers this morning. Looks like it's sticking north of I-94. But, of course, all that could change because it's just north of Dickinson, New Salem, and Bismarck. So you want to be careful with that and just be aware of that if you're coming in through Montana, if you're coming over from Minnesota. You've got this big dense fog advisory covering most of northern North Dakota this morning. We continue with the freeze watch, northwest corner of Wyoming. This is going to include Craig, Hayden, looks like also Maybell and Greystone. Cody's in there, of course. Then also Glenwood Springs and Eagle. Now, that's also very important because it's right along I-70 as you come west out of Denver. We continue with the winter weather advisory. This is going to be in the Salt Lake City area. It's east of Salt Lake and Provo. But this winter weather advisory says that we can get as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow, wind gusts up as high as 40 miles per hour. So here we are, folks. It's going to be wintertime. It is wintertime. That's what's happening. And then over in New Mexico, we continue with aerial flood watch. I think we had some precipitation there north of Santa Fe, coming down I-25, so be aware of that. Something else has popped up here. Looks like we've got a dry fire weather warning. This is going to be in southern Louisiana and heading over a little bit across the border into Texas down near Beaumont. And this is red flag warning, humidity values so between 25% and 35% with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Are expected on Monday, okay? So we've got to be careful with that. So, of course, the heat will come up there. Then let's check our precipitation here real quick before we get over to Denise Simon, who will be with us here in just a little bit here this morning. We're continuing with the rain up in Montana. This is going to be northeast of Missoula right now, so that's I-90. Then northwest of Great Falls, that's, gonna, of course, going to be I-50. We've got a lot of rain that's just staying to the northwest of Great Falls right now. It's going to head up to the border with Canada. Then that rain we saw that was on the border of Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota last hour looks like it's really moving east over. That's the direction it's going. So if you're up, I believe this is I-94 as well. Yes, I-94 near Medora and Dickinson in North Dakota. You've got rain coming across the interstate there. It's going to dip down over towards Timber Lake in South Dakota, so be aware of that. Last hour, we've still got a little bit here. We didn't mention this last hour, but it's starting to move out, it looks like, at least the majority of it. But if you're east of Marquette, Michigan, this is in the UP, Upper Peninsula, if you're near Rock River, you got moderate to heavy rain going on there. It's going to stretch over towards Munsing as well. So be careful out there. All right. Well, in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and also, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right, well, here we are. It's Monday morning. It's bright and early. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we are ready to talk stuff about China and stuff about Iran and stuff about all kinds of stuff this morning.
All right, so we have to talk fast.
That's right. And, of course, folks, don't forget, Denise will be with us in the next segment as well, right after the top of the hour. Well, before we get to some of these other things, Denise, I wanted to ask you real quick about these pandas, because this is part of this Chinese diplomacy problem that we have right now. They're not renewing the agreements to keep the pandas here in the United States.
That's a fact, so the relationship is officially over with.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, you know, one of the things that I thought, and, you know, because this, I think, is a serious overall indication that things aren't so good, because, you know, and we'll talk about it more after the top of the hour, but I understand that back in 1972, this is the first time they brought pandas here. That was with President Nixon. And opening China and so forth. But I understand that what at least one of the pandas, if not all, and that's others that are that exist here right now, they are... they were born here, right?
Correct.
I got to tell you, I think the Biden administration can make an argument that these pandas are, in fact, American citizens and don't need to be repatriated to China. So, you know, they're letting them deport the pandas. This is terrible.
Maybe they need to do asylum filing.
That's right. Well, that's what I was thinking of earlier today. But in all seriousness, though, you know, this has been going on for 50 years. So what do you think about all this at this point?
I'm serious. The relationship's collapsing. And I would argue that it's been bad, so bad for such a long time. That's why we have sent over in the last several months to China all of these, you know, diplomats or government officials, the Secretary of Commerce and John Kerry and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, it's been bad, and they're trying to do everything they can to mend the situation. I guess I would wonder... Why do we need to mend anything? I would be of the notion that it's really time to undo it.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, hold on to that right now because we're heading to the break. But when we come back, folks, we'll have much more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.